Look, it's a disappointing result, is right. Two poor goals we gave away from a set piece and not clearing our lines proper. Then for the second one, we're 2-0 down, so we're always chasing the game. But I don't think the performance overall was particularly poor. I mean, we created chances tonight, you know. I mean, we got down the sides and we got crosses in, we got bodies in the box, we did. But look, you can't give teams in this league 2-goal head start and that's it.
2 goals from set pieces as well, so that's something that can be worked on the training ground.
But it's been going on since last year, you know what I mean? Look, the players have to take ownership out of there. It was a free header, I think, in the box for the first one, do you know what I mean? So, I mean, you're taught at schoolboy level to pick up in the box. The second one then was a free kick, was it? Hit the post and went in. It was a great strike out of your man, but look, should we be getting back from that distance? Probably not. So, but look, we played well. We did play well overall. We created chances, you know. I think there's only one team trying to play football out there tonight. They were trying to kill the game from the first half. The minute they went 1-0 up, they did. They never looked to play football, they didn't. But they're experienced, they are. You see them going down every time there's a touch on them, and the referee giving them free kicks after free kick tonight. And look, no one even laying a hand on them. It's a hard one to swallow tonight.
I suppose that comes with experience, and a lot of these lads are still a bit young. Did they need that little bit more cuteness?
Look, our lads do, but I mean, when you're standing next to someone and they dive in the ground, you don't touch them. What can you do? Like, it's not inexperience. It's just a dive out of a player going down, it is, you know, so there's very little you can do about that. But when they're going in for tackles, 50-50s, they leave a roar out, yeah, and they go down, they get the free kick. Maybe we should start doing that as well. And that's the experience you're probably talking about out of them there, when it's some tackles weren't even free to either team, and they just seem to be getting them all night. But look, Pat has them well drilled, and they're experienced, you know, so you know what you're getting with Cabo.
In terms of the positives tonight, I thought Paul Fox was very good. Luke Turner got on the ball pretty well. What other positives can you take from tonight?
Look, I think we created chances tonight. I mean, Foxy could have had one there when it was 2-1. He could have had a header at the back post. He probably should have scored to make it 2-all. You know, Harry Groom had a chance there as well. Success had a chance at the end. Like, you know, I think it was a good performance if you take away the individual errors, like, which is the frustrating part of it. Certainly since I've been up at the club over the last 3 years, like it looks like a team we have there now. You know, like we're creating chances, we're on the front foot at times. Look, we just have to keep building. It's a team full of potential, I think. When you look at the lads and the age that we have, you're going to get nights like this, but we certainly have to learn from it, and we have to start getting points on the board quick as possible, because if you don't, you can get left behind this league pretty quickly.
There's a squad there now, because Jack Doherty came on, he looked very lively, Success came on, almost could have equalised as well, so there's definitely, you know, players to come on, and there's no drop in the quality then.
Yeah, no, look, there is. Like Jack didn't do pre-season, he didn't play for us once over pre-season, he's back there the last week, maybe, didn't do full sessions, he didn't, so it was good to get him on tonight, you know. Like, Jack's a big player for us, he is, but even Jack Larkin didn't come on there, and Jack Connolly came on. So we do have a squad, we do, you know. So, look, I'd be very positive going forward. You know, I think now is just the wrong time to be getting interviewed. It's frustration, you know what I mean? The two mistakes kill us, and I think we were the better side, and it was a decent performance. But the frustration is still there.
Plenty of things to work on. It's Treaty next, is it?
Yeah, Treaty up in Marcus Field now next week. Like, they'd be tough, you know. Tommy Barris put a good experienced side there together. So you know what you're going to get when you go up there. Look, they have a good side.